In Surah Al-Anfal, we are introduced to two guarantees that Allah has bestowed on the believers.
وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ.
So the first guarantee is Allah wouldn't punish them, the believers, while Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was among them. And the second guarantee is that Allah would not punish them while they seek forgiveness. In the English translation, these two guarantees don't seem to differ at all. However, we notice that in the original ayah, they are not the same. The first one uses the verb لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ and the second one uses the noun مُعَذِّبَهُمْ. Does that make any difference? Would the meaning be the same if we said وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ for the first guarantee and also for the second guarantee? Would that be possible? Would that give the same meaning? Or the two times مُعَذِّبَهُمْ, would that be the same thing? Well, in Arabic, the use of a verb, like the case of the verb لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ, conveys a temporary action, or in other words, an action that has a beginning and an end. This is what a verbal sentence or a verb conveys in Arabic, unlike the connotation of using a noun, which conveys a never-ending perpetuity. So, for the first action, Allah used the verb لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ because his promise extended as long as the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was alive. So it ended with his death. That was the extent of the first guarantee. It was temporary. That's why it was suitable to use the verb to convey this promise. But when it came to istighfar, or asking Allah's forgiveness and doing tawbah, Allah used the noun to convey that his forgiveness is perpetual and guaranteed for those who seek repentance and ask for his forgiveness no matter what. That's why Allah gave us that promise using the noun وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And in fact, the accuracy of using verbs and nouns in certain parts of the Quran can become unbelievably accurate, like this ayah from Surah Al-Mulk.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ.
Notice the incredible accuracy of the word choice in this ayah. Allah used the noun صَافَّات to describe the action of birds spreading their wings. But he used the verb يَقْبِضْنَ to describe the action of birds folding their wings. Because when birds fly, they spread their wings almost the entire time, and only sometimes or momentarily they fold their wings. And so it was suitable to use the noun for the longer action and the verb for the shorter intermittent action. So even the words in the Quran can accurately describe actions as if you're seeing them right in front of you, just by using words. The Quran is truly a miracle. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey with learning the Quran at any level, start right here to know which is the most suitable route for you. Or you could keep learning by clicking on this lesson. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.